Becoming an inventor is a wild ride. Not only are you living with a creative artist slash mad scientist and all his kinks, but inventors are always looking for the next big break, and not always getting it. It had been months since his last success, and the inventor's wife can't stop working, so I was pretty tired on Friday when we cuddled up on the couch after dinner and a very nice quickie to watch TV. I was nodding off, and he was focused on sanitary napkin commercials. "Why does it need wings?" he asked. "They don't fly, do they?" Well, that woke me up. "No, and thank God, gross. Please don't go back to that flying belt project. I cannot come up with another explanation for a lawn full of mannequin parts. Nothing that goes down there needs to fly." "What about your dildo?" he asked. No, not that either," I said and got up. To my astonishment, he had that look on his face. He was on to something, which meant he would spend the whole night in the lab making horrible noises. That was okay, because he was creating again. The night was so warm, so I put on my bathing suit so I could do my nightly swim and get started early for the next day. And I decided to sleep by the pool. The night was perfect for sleeping under the mosquito net. The noises from the lab were faint, and I fell asleep to the sound of crickets, frogs, and the filter. And I woke up to hummingbirds? Many of them, close. And I got that old feeling in my stomach. I knew not to wake up too fast. Listen and assess. It might just be hummingbirds, right? The sound got louder, and I heard the mosquito net get ripped away. "Oh, shit," I said to myself. "It's the super popcorn thing again. I'd better not move, just in case they're programmed to attack." They sounded close. Real close. And I felt something larger than a hummingbird against my thigh. I became suddenly awake when one of them started bumping at my bikini bottom. They were dildos. With wings? My dildo and hummingbird wings. I figured they must be really light to work with those wings, which would be fine for defense. It's not the first time one of his creations got loose and attacked me, but with murder in mind, not sexual assault. I don't know how I got tangled in the mosquito net, but I went down, and the little bugger swooped in and pulled down my bottoms. I swatted at them, and they weren't heavy, but there were so fucking many of them. They tried to get my top off, but I smashed everyone that got near my cleavage, and they gave up. Then, they all lined up and pressed down on me. They concentrated on my legs and thighs all together. They were pretty strong. I was pretty strong myself. I have to be, but one got through and found my pussy. It must have squirted some lube from somewhere. Would he design that? Where was he? I was gritting my teeth and telling him that if he was watching this and not helping, it would be his last day on Earth. When suddenly, I felt horny. Not horny like I do when I dom him, but because the little bugger was doing some sort of dance between my legs. And the vibrations? Oh, God. The vibrations of those hummingbird wings was entrancing. I felt myself flush and my nipples harden. And God, if I didn't let out a moan. Then another. And then the fucking thing made me come. The remaining Flidos broke off and sped off in search of other pussies to fuck. Oh shit. I'm sitting here, enjoying myself, and these things are headed out into our neighborhood. I saw 10 of them assaulting and flying a dog away in the next yard. With real regret, I pushed the intruder away and picked up a baton racket and started hacking. With my wifely duty done in the backyard, I was left with a flight that had departed. Going out after them was out, even if I wasn't half naked. There was a faster way. I knocked down a few strays on my way into the house. I had begun to worry about my husband. He always made the trouble, and I always took the lead fixing it. But he always needed help. I found him, slumped down against the wall across from the kiln. I bent down, holding my breath, and checked his pulse. Oh, he was alive, but unconscious. I thanked whoever and rushed to the workstation. After the military's weaponized popcorn program had nearly wiped out the whole seacoast, I had coded this myself and attached it to his control program. I opened a text window and typed in my first name. A screen popped up with red and orange buttons. Red was for destruct and orange was for depower. My rule depended on how much damage was being done. I tried orange first, ready to go to red if orange didn't work. I hit orange and was soon greeted with the sound of thumps on the roof, splashed in the pool, and crashes in the street. I had a fugitive thought about that dog, but lost it when I heard my hubby moan. I should go to him. My hand lingered on that red button, though. It was the first time one of his inventions had actually really fucked me, after all. But when it had, I remembered that fluttering between my legs. That vibration. Maybe something could be saved. Well, whatever it was, I said, as I reassured my groggy husband about what had been going on and the likely repercussions. This one is getting named after me.